get this job.
We will call the meeting to order at 7:00. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I believe we have a snow ordinance out there someplace that we were in the middle of reviewing and haven't seen it come back yet. So it'd be nice to get it on next month's agenda.
That was snow removal?
Yes.
Okay. You want to make note of that, Clinton?
Yep.
Any other additions or corrections? Motion to approve. Agenda is written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0. Consent agenda.
All right, you have your minutes from our last meeting, June 8th. You have the receivables and also the payables. I did want to point out of the utility end, there were a couple pay estimates made for the utility project. So they're not in your pack, but they are on the checks that we're going to send out tomorrow. And that comes right out of that bond that we took out for the project. Other than that, everything's pretty routine as far as the payables go.
In the revenues of expenses, our expenses appear to be way ahead of the revenues. I'm assuming that's because we haven't got our June payment yet.
The tax, property taxes? Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
I had one other question. Someplace. If I don't find it, we're going to come back to it. Or I'll just come up and get my answer, I guess. I'd have to do that. There it is. Under the payables, the electricity, we have a concession stand meter apparently. I could not think of where the city owned a concession stand.
Up to the park, up to the lake.
Up to the lake?
That shed?
Yep.
All right.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-0. Public forum. Do we have anybody here that would like to speak through public forum? Public forum. Moving on. Notices and communications.
Nada.
Council reports.
I have nothing from Park Road, and I don't think they have anything from EDA that was reported on last time we were here. Other than we did do the first farmers market, we had 8 or 9 vendors down there. Everybody was happy about it. So
good turnout.
You know, we didn't have music that night, and so the vendors were happy. So I think, yeah, we must have had enough turnout to keep them happy.
That's good. Val?
Park meets next week, and Planning Commission meets on Wednesday for a joint EDA meeting.
Sarah?
We did not meet last week because of hitting, so we will meet Wednesday.
I don't have anything either. The golf course is humming along. Utility board met prior to our last meeting, and I shared with you everything I learned there, so that is about it. Administrator report.
You really don't have much because I really wasn't here. Physically and emotionally. Well, I can't find it. Yeah, the cash balance report dated last Thursday. And then this week I will be attending the league conference in Rochester. That's Wednesday through Friday. You have the brief from the Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities, and then also was just going to add staff. I think Jason and Andrea met with Sam Bornicki last week. He's looking at the remaining 5 lots on his property out there. So we're working with him on that, and maybe things will get rolling here sooner than later.
Well, I've seen they're moving dirt out there, so.
Yep. You have anything to add? Is that good enough?
Yeah, we're just going through some of the final details, yep. Permits and such, checking the boxes, make sure it's good to go. But yeah, once all those permits come in, you should be able to start putting the rest of the pipes in the ground. So.
Perfect.
That's good.
That's all I have.
Motion to accept the administrator report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
4-0. First up under administration, appointment to city council.
Mr. Jim,
do you want me to elaborate on that, or do you?
I don't care. Jim is willing to serve the remainder of Andy Allman's council seat for the remainder of this year. Thanks, boss. Can I call you boss again?
Do what we do.
I motion to approve resolution 2026-17.
That is the date that it expires on, is the 31st?
December 31st, yep.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's 4-0. Congrats, Jim, and thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Do you have your name tag still?
It just went anonymous there. Whatever, whoever.
You want your old seat back?
What's that?
You want your old seat back?
No. That one wasn't. I like that over there. I can pester the guy.
Shit.
Put on a couple on that thing.
Why that isn't very good.
No,
he
I'm
has me flacking a little.
Thank you.
Moving on. Next item is renaming North Street Park.
Yeah, the park board met at their last meeting, and we did discuss this. Actually, it was Andy Allman's idea. He brought it to our attention to rename North Street Park in honor of Andy Arnold, to name it Andy Arnold Memorial Park. And Joe has been visiting with some folks already about kind of ideas for the sign, and I know you had some ideas you shared yesterday.
For a monument,
yep.
Potentially.
It's a good idea to do it, and quite honestly, the other parks in town we probably should not rename because some of the parks were specifically dedicated for the specific purpose of what their title is. So North Street Park is probably the easiest. And we'll find out here in a few minutes, but we are looking at doing a reconstruct project on North Street next summer. So it would be nice if we could have, you know, a sign and monument put up there on a brand new street. Make sense?
I like it.
Good timing.
Make a motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's 4-0. Next item, closed portion of West 2nd.
Yes, next Monday, June 29th, the library is hosting a little library carnival. They've done that in the past. It's usually the last Monday of June. But they have outside games and activities and things like that for mainly for children. So they have asked that we close a portion of West Second Street so they can put things on the street, so it'd be closed from Main Street to basically the alley, if that makes sense. And it will be June 29th from 12:30 to 3:00.
Which alley?
The alley.
They don't line up.
Hmm?
The alley. Alleys don't line up, do they?
They should. Like the alley behind the Purple Goose, Wisties?
Yeah.
And the one that goes behind the library, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think they lined up. It wouldn't be, it's not off by much of it.
I motion we adopt resolution 2026-19.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's 4-0. Moving on, public safety.
Yeah, about every, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but I think about every 7 years or so, we are asked to sign a joint powers agreement to approve with the state so that we have the opportunity to have the continued access to some of the state BCA, criminal justice information, things like that. So this joint powers agreement will do that. Mark, is there anything else to add to it? I mean, it's pretty much the exact same thing as 7 years.
5 years.
Yeah, is it 5? Okay. Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2026-20.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Police chief.
Yeah, personnel committee met earlier today. Do you guys want to report?
Do that. Three of us met today. We talked and are recommending that we post the job opening one more time with the full range pay in the description. We will not go with a we will not be going with a firm to help us find candidates.
So between the two firms that we had been looking at, if you recall, the cost was anywhere from $14,000 to over $20,000. And we did discuss today that a very large majority of their proposals we've already done, right? I mean, as far as job descriptions, job ads, interview questions are ready to go, all that stuff. So decided to do it that way. And all current applications are still, you know, available. So there's no need to reapply, things like that. So
correct.
Yep. And I will do my bestest to get those posted tomorrow before I take off. If not, I will definitely have them, you know, ready to go on Monday. So
what is the full range of that? I don't even know.
Yeah.
91 to 120, I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Small query. Has the job description been updated and reviewed?
It was last January.
With DDA went through that, David Brown Associates, when they did all of the departments.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if the council is okay with that, if you could take their recommendation and discuss it.
How long will we open it for then?
We were talking like mid-July, maybe just let it run a couple weeks, 10 days, something like that, just to see. Mm-hmm. And I just want to explain too, the original job ad, when we posted the salary range, we went from like step 3 to step 6 or something like that, instead of all 9 steps, instead of 1 to 9, we kind of did the middle. But maybe other people from outside Janesville had suggested that we do the minimum and the maximum in the advertisement, so give that a shot.
Any further discussion on that? Move forward with that. Public utilities. 2027 street, or public works, sorry, not public utilities. 2027 street and utility improvements.
Okay, let me draw this up here quick.
I have a handout here.
Okay, awesome, thank you. Look at that, all fancy.
Good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Reason to be here, Bill Clinton, and also.
Yeah, but we still get the bills.
I do.
Well, good, I'm glad they're still coming through. All right, good evening, everybody. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Jason Femright, the city engineer with Bolton and Mink. Been the city engineer about as long as Clinton's been here, so. Been blessed to be, you know, working for you guys, and it's been a few years since we've done a project. Which year was it, 23? 24, so.
I think Allen was the last one, wasn't it?
Allen
yep.
And East.
Yep.
Allen and East Street, yeah.
Yep. So what I wanted to do is just, we usually just kind of do a work session introduction to what we kind of have in front of us. There's a long schedule that's here, and we're at the very top of it, but what I did want to do is take just a step back of how did we get to this point. The city has adopted and continues to update the capital improvement plan. And the last one was adopted in November of 2024, and that outlined a project in 27 and a project in 29, a reconstruction project. That includes all the utilities, curb and gutter, a sidewalk if there is, and then street itself. Within that adopted CIP, we had two projects, like I said, 27 and 29. The one that was scheduled for 2027 was 2nd Street between West and Main Street, and then a small section of Skookum between 2nd and 3rd Street. However, we've been talking as the city staffs, and what we'd like to do is to flip-flop the each project. Previously, the 29 project was going to be the North Street project, and then that a little stretch of Skookum here south of the railroad. However, working with the public utilities and looking at a number of water main breaks in that North Street area, we feel like that is appropriate to get to that project first before we experience further water main breaks. So when we were putting these together, we looked at sanitary sewer, we looked at water main, we looked at street conditions and did the best we could with the information that we had, but since that time, water main breaks have been happening up in that area. So we've talked about is just flip-flopping those. So it's essentially a 2 years difference. So what I'm bringing forward tonight is that updated area. So if you go to that second page, you can see that's the reconstruction projects highlighted there, 27 and 29. And when we get done with this project, we'll update the CIP again. We'll look at everything and have that 2nd Street and that small section of Skookum for the 29 project. We'll look at new pricing and so we can continue to plan for the future. So those are those two areas. The second two pages are just those areas kind of highlighted in red. You can see on that that West North Street, those X's, the red X's with the white circle, that is a water main break. You can see that in the legend. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 water main breaks in that area. So we're continuing to have to repair those, and which cost the city and taxpayers money. So it makes sense to try and get this project going as soon as we can. The second page is that small section of Skookum Street that, you know, we've done all the projects in and around there, and that's the one that just really never got addressed during any of the other project, but it's been on the radar for us to get after that within this project. The last page is kind of a breakdown, a very CIP level, capital improvement plan level of some of the costs expected. So I think we're looking at about a $2.2 million project, which is about in line with what we were talking about previously with the CIP. Again, every year project costs change, bid prices change, things like that. So if we go back to the first page, again, we're here at step number one.
Oh, sorry.
At the work session, just kind of introducing what the project is to the council, so what would I be looking for at your next meeting is authorizing us to prepare a preliminary engineering report. So that's a more of a formal report. It's required under Minnesota State Statute Chapter 429, which is what we'll be following because we will be levying improvement assessments to the properties within this project. We'll come up with a preliminary assessment role, preliminary costs, preliminary layouts, and a description of reasons why we'd be doing this project. So it's a formal engineering report that is required under that statute that we are following to kind of set the table for the project. After we go through that, city council will call for an improvement hearing. That's at step four. So that would be in August. We'll advertise for that hearing, and we'll be holding that improvement hearing back here. So we'll be sending out notices to all the property owners, and this is a formal hearing where I'll explain the feasibility report to all of the property owners and answer any questions that they have about that process. It'll give them an opportunity to see what a potential preliminary assessment for their properties will be presented at that hearing. Going down to step number seven, we hold an open house meeting here at City Hall. So we'll get into the design after we have that assessment or that improvement hearing, and then put together some boards and invite all the property owners in here to ask some of those more individual questions that they have that they maybe don't want to ask during a formal hearing, and they can be more one-on-one with city staff and the engineers on questions that they may have about their driveway, the length of duration of the project, just any of the specific questions that we have. We find that's a really helpful tool to kind of set the table for these projects. Again, I put myself in their position. I do this for a living, so I obviously kind of know what we're doing. Clinton kind of has a little round idea what we're doing out there too. But
a little bit.
But if you're these people, you don't know what this whole process entails and stuff. So being able to ask those real questions and then be able to answer that kind of helps set the table, calm some of their fears about what's coming, and kind of sets the table here for what this whole process is. So we've been doing that for many years now, and it's been some of the best things that we've implemented that we technically don't have to do, but we feel like it's very valuable. Then we'll have a pre-design meeting. We'll continue to go through the plan design process. City Council will approve plans and specifications at the February meeting. So I'll present those final plans, estimated construction cost, then we'll bid the project. Put the plans and specs out on the street, ask for contractors to bid on that. We'll open the bids in March, which is a good time. Historically, we try and position ourselves in the city of James. This is a pretty consistent schedule that we follow on most of our projects. We like to get out in front of them, making sure we're kind of hitting these milestones, bidding it during the most favorable time of the year. Obviously, early spring, late winter, when contractors are actively looking to add work to their schedule. So we find that's a historically a good time. I always ask, when's the best time to bid a project? Every year is a little bit different, but historically this is a pretty tried and true time for a project like this. So once we receive those bids, I'll take those numbers, put them back into the assessment roll, and we'll come up with the final assessment roll. So that's the final numbers that each individual property will be assessed based on the bid prices and things like that. So then we'll hold another hearing here. That's called the assessment hearing. We'll hold that in about April, and that will be presenting the final assessment roll. And at that time, if the council chooses, that's when we can award the contract to the lowest bidder at that specific time there in April. After that happens, we'll go through with the contractor, get the contracts, things like that done. What we do like to hold here is a second open house meeting just prior to construction. We've gotten the contractor on board. We have a tentative schedule. We'll introduce some of the team that's going to be out there, the engineering representative that will be out on the project. They can continue to ask questions because maybe they forgot from the questions that they asked in November. And now we're getting closer to, times when the project's going to be happening and they're going to be digging up the road. So it allows just that second opportunity, again, to answer questions so that during the construction project, you know, we see a lot less questions coming through City Hall. And that's the goal, is to try and communicate to everybody about what's happening and keeping people informed. So we'll hold that again here at City Hall. Time to be determined what makes sense. But we'll really try and hold it a few weeks before the contractor starts. So within this, I have begun construction May of 2027, and the substantial completion about the end of October. So that's all of the work other than the final bituminous wear course will be put on. Contractor can start whenever they want. We just tell them when they have to be completed. So if they don't want to start until August, that's fine, but they just have to know that they have to get the project done by the end of October. So if we know that, when they're tentatively starting, we'll hold the open house before that, so we're giving the most up-to-date information. Because if they said we're not going to start until August, there's really no reason to hold an open house in April, understanding that. So that's why I have that to be determined. We'll kind of figure that out once we get a contractor on board. And then the final completion of everything is the following year. That's that final bit of wear course that we put on. So we dig up the road a couple of times. We got sanitary sewer, we got water main, storm sewer. We let that road settle over one winter with just one level of bituminous down. And then after that, if there's any minor settlements that the contractor maybe has to address, then we'll put that final layer down. It allows some of that freeze-thaw cycle to happen and get the best road condition for long term. Mm-hmm. I know that's a lot of information, but I just wanted to kind of set the table from you that I'm going to be here a fair amount, you know, through this process. We'll keep this schedule up to date. I love schedules and I love spreadsheets. Like to keep things current and keep this may change, but if it does, we'll continue to update that. But I feel like unless there's some curveball that comes our way, this is probably pretty close to the schedule we'll go with. So,
did you start off by saying you only do sidewalks where there are currently sidewalks?
No, I can get into that during the feasibility report. The city policy is to put in sidewalks on one side of the street when we reconstruct a project. Which side of the street is to be determined, but so I'll bring that forward in the feasibility report. Sidewalk on one side of the street. Whether they, I don't know, do they exist out there right now?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any out there.
Yeah, so we will, with the feasibility report, I'll bring forward putting in sidewalk on one side of the street because that's a city policy.
I'd say the south side, since
the park.
Yeah. Again, there's lots of reasons to go into that. Less driveways, less impacts. Parks on one side is another reason why it should go on that side. So
fewer trees to take down if you have it on one side of the road.
Yeah.
The only problem is, though, there's like these three first houses on that side. They sit way lower than the road does. So if you throw a sidewalk there, you're encroaching on their house, and then the level of their house compared to the level of the road.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not an engineer, so.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, just looking at this, you look at the north side, there's a lot of homes along there, a lot of driveways and stuff, so trying to take the path of least resistance, but we've got to be able to build it,
right?
Putting in a sidewalk, try and limit retaining walls if at all possible, so that's where we got to kind of get into the process a little bit. So we'll be identifying which trees need to come down, highlighting those. Those are always a hot topic during open houses, is my tree coming down? Well, this tree is the city's tree. It's in the city right away. However, people are get attached to their trees.
Oh, yeah.
We, as a city, have tried to avoid impacting trees if at all possible. But again, this is construction, and some of them are in the way, and they're going to have to come down. So, plus, you know, some of there's ash trees, things like that. So,
and the question may arise about sidewalks. Why is why is 4th Street have sidewalks on both? That was determined, you know, by the council to put on both sides just because of the heavy traffic. So, I don't see that for North Street, though.
It was also County Road when it was.
Yeah, true. Yep.
Were these water mains all, like, within a certain amount of time? Like, within, like, the last 2 years?
No, I think it's been longer. It's been longer than that. I know there was a couple that happened, was it last year or the year before?
Yeah.
So that's where Andrea brought this up. She's like, man, we ran into a couple of recent. I'll make note of what years those were in the feasibility report and talk about it.
Sure.
Again, we're justifying the reasons why we're replacing things and just not just coming in here and replacing them because we want to. There's real reasons, and this infrastructure has reached its useful life up there.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking they were really close together.
This is one of the oldest water mains in Janesville, and it's only 4 inches. So the four-inch water main is probably not 4 inches anymore.
Right. Yeah. Historically, with the water quality in Janesville and stuff, that you'll get that coating inside that, so it could be a 2 to 3 inch through there. So we'll see a drastic change in the delivering water within this area. With the city standard 8-inch water main, will be going in.
Yep. Yeah, pretty straightforward schedule. Like Jason had said, this is pretty much the format that we've been using in the past. We do have the start date of May 2027, and Jason had mentioned that maybe they don't quite start then. A quick story, in 2020, when we were doing 4th Street, we had this thing named COVID that existed. So the first couple weeks, they did not start that project in May.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were still shut down then, or staying at home, or whatever it was called. So.
Very good. Does anybody have any more questions for Jason?
So next meeting will be a resolution that you adopt that calls for the feasibility report.
Yeah, I think Clinton will just present that resolution, and then I'll get moving on the feasibility report, and so I'll be back to present that report.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks,
everybody.
Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
Do we have anything else?
I got nothing. Except bad grammar.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 4-0. Yeah. All, sorry.